Hi, I'm Desiree Moses for WNRN, coming to you live from Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden in Richmond. So thrilled to be joined by Gregory Alan Isakov. Gregory, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
The new album is Appaloosa Bones, and you had the intention of setting out to make it more of a stripped-down record from your previous album, Evening Machines, that came out in 2018. But you speak about your songs as if they have agency, right? So even though you had an intention for the way the album might sound, the song sort of had a different intention. Can you expand upon that sentiment a little bit and how you view songwriting and how you view songs themselves? It's almost like personification.
Yeah, you know, they're sort of like alive. And, you know, I kind of had this vision of a record when I was starting to sort of make this kind of like lo-fi rock and roll album of a bunch of songs that were kind of on notepads and in my like notes. And you know, when I started tracking, a lot of the songs started coming in the studio and sort of took a different direction. And so I think with a lot of vision, you know, a lot of art, I think we have these visions to do something very specific. And then once you get started, it's sort of this whole other route that you end up having to just hold on the reins and kind of feel wherever the songs want to go, you know?
You had a really lovely quote at one point about if the song isn't coming to you and you're sort of at a standstill, giving it that space to breathe, right? And then just revisiting it and coming back to it. Have there been instances where the song never really does find its way and you sort of have to ditch it and move forward?
Yeah, like where it's, I'm still waiting for it. You know, some of them take years. I think, you know, I had this song on our second record called Dandelion Wine. And I had this beginning part that was like, summer days were just a magazine, cutting grass for gasoline so I can see you soon. And that was all I had for months. And then, I'd put the guitar down and I was like, I'll try again tomorrow. And then, you know, 10 months later, I think I picked it up and the rest of the song came, you know. And I think that just comes from this sort of willingness to be patient with certain pieces of music that I feel like might be worth it, you know. I write a lot at home on these giant post-it notes. They're like, you know, really big. They're all over the walls. And so some of them I've been living with for, you know, a couple of years. And then, you know, when I finish a song, I take it off. But there's always different sections of the walls in my studio of like, you know, one's like parts yards of songs that didn't make it. And maybe I'll steal a line from there later or something.
Are they color coded? You know, you could get hot pink ones. You've got teal.
No, but I do have this like hot pink marker and I started circling words that I repeat. You know, as writers, we have these like words that we're just attracted to, like our vocabulary changes. And I think I had four songs with the line Holy Hymns, and I remember I had this pink marker and I kept circling the word Holy Hymns, and I was like, which song deserves it?
You recorded about 35 songs during the sessions for this record and then whittled it down that way. How did you do that?
I write a lot, and I think for me, you know, my main like compass inside is finishing a piece of work. You know, you're always excited about it, you know, when something's new, you're like so excited about it. And you're like, this is the best thing that I've done. And then, you know, you'll take 2 months away when you're not as attached. And you'll come back and you'll be like, man, it's not so great. That time away is really the most important thing for me, is getting a little bit of perspective, just in a different vantage point on what will make me feel something and what is useful for other people, really. Because that's what I'm doing this for.
We're speaking with Gregory Alan Isakov live on WNRN about the new album Appaloosa Bones. Let's hear a track from it. It's Gregory Alan Isakov live with Miles to Go on WNRN.
Telephone
Recorded live at Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden in Richmond, Gregory Alan Isakov with Miles to Go. The new record is Appaloosa Bones. We're speaking with Gregory Alan Isakov today. And Gregory, I want to go back to something that you touched on earlier in our conversation about having patience with your music. Now, for our listeners who don't know, you also run a farm out in Colorado. And I'm assuming growing takes a certain amount of patience. So what have you learned from agriculture and farming that you also apply to your music?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of patience that it takes to be a grower, and that's all I've ever done. I mean, even before music, that was kind of my track, like the agriculture track. And we grow mixed vegetables for about 100 CSA members, families a week. We grow for about 12 local chefs in Boulder and Denver area. And I think this is my ninth season at this place, and I was managing a farm before that. You know, I've taken like classes just on tomatoes, you know, in my past, and I sometimes have these dark thoughts. I'm like, how many chances am I gonna get to have it a full growing season in the rest of my life? Which is like, it's a very finite amount of chances that you get to try again. It's a really cool, I think being a grower is a really cool perspective on time, because people are always like, why does it take you 4 years to write a record or 4.5 years? I'm always like, that feels fast. You know, I'm like, that feels about right to me, because I'll write, you know, a lot. That's not the problem, the speed of recording or writing. It's really just the time that you spend away from it and then coming back over and over, making sure, is this useful to people? Is this asking these questions, you know?
We're speaking with Gregory Alan Isakov live on WNRN from Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden in Richmond. The new album is Appaloosa Bones. And Gregory, you're going to play the title track for us. Before we get into it, what would you like to tell us about the song?
People ask me, is this a pandemic record or something? And I'm like, not really, no. A lot of these songs were kind of alive before and during, but I think if there is one, I think this would be it. I was visiting my brother in Philadelphia, and I was walking around the city, and I was just noticing like all these animals everywhere, and there was no cars and nobody walking around, and there were all these like little windows of all the buildings with like TVs on, and I just thought, this is so bizarre and so beautiful at the same time. And I think there's a lot of that in this song, and so I think it kind of touches on that kind of, you feel that kind of isolation in it.
Or you're a Appaloosa Bone. It's like you say all the time, world has lost its mind. Between you and I know that I've lost mine. Was I there?
Appaloosa Bones, the title track to Gregory Alan Isakov's new album, recorded live at Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden in Richmond. Gregory Alan Isakov was our guest today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.